You boys comfy?
Never better.
We going home, aren't we?
You guys are.
Yeah, but you're coming with us, right?
Well, I've been thinking and talking to Lionel.
Say what?
Oh, no, not you. Lionel Whalen.
I knew that.
I'm thinking I'm going to go on with him and deliver these supplies to all the other co-op setups in the States.
Really?
Yeah. I guess I just want to do something important. Not that what you'll be doing isn't important.
Hey, we haven't got a clue what we'll be doing.
Hey, it's up to me. I want to sleep for the next couple years.
Something tells me you won't be able to stay out of trouble that long.
Something tells me you're right.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 62, A Price on Your Head.
Lionel says we gotta roll. He can't wait any longer.
I figured you guys needed to get going.
Your contacts ought to be around any minute.
What were their names again? Tom and what?
Luke.
Yeah. Tom and Luke Gowan.
And we know them how?
They're friends of Carl Menninger. You remember him?
I remember hearing about him. I never met him.
Well, that's what I meant.
I also remember hearing that nobody's heard from him in a while. Not since that whole satellite school dealio went bad.
Yeah, and Vicky B had to sign off for good.
Whalen's been working with these guys for a while. He says they're solid.
Solidly 2 hours late.
Well, if you want, you can come with us to Portland. I don't know how you'll get back to Wisconsin from there, though.
If they don't show anytime soon, we can meet them at that shack he gave us directions to.
Well, fair enough. Any idea when I'll see you guys again?
If nothing else, when Jesus comes back.
Less than 2 years now.
Great. Only less than 2 years of people trying to kill us.
Be cool, man.
Yeah, you too. And, Judd.
Yeah?
You find that lady and do what you gotta do.
Okay.
See you guys.
See you around.
See you.
What is it, boy? Are they here?
Charlie!
Vicky! Vicky, we all missed you so much.
I miss you too, Charlie. You too, you little furball.
Are you guys here to stay?
Looks that way.
Oh, this is great. All my friends are here. You need to see Janie and Melinda and Josie and Tom Fogarty.
I will, Charlie. We have plenty of time. Right, Phoenix? Plenty of time.
Five today?
No, seven.
Am I a real person?
Nope, eight.
Did they make books or movies about me?
Yes and yes, 9 and 10.
That was one question.
Did they make books, one? Did they make movies, two?
That's cheating.
How's that cheating? You asked two questions.
Whatever. Did I live in America?
No, 11.
Am I Sherlock Holmes?
How'd you guess that?
I just guessed, is that right?
Yeah, but how'd you know?
I told you, I just guessed.
Whatever.
How much further do you think the cabin is?
We should see it any time now. In fact, there it is now.
You sure that's it?
What do you mean?
We ain't never been here before. We don't know these guys. We ain't even been in this country for more than 6 hours in the last 2 years.
Almost
2 years. All I'm saying is, let's be careful.
Sounds good to me. What do you recommend?
Well, let's sneak around the back and see if there's a window we can look in or something.
All right. Follow me, Sherlock.
Judd, stop!
What?
There's a trip wire on that tree. You were just about to kick it.
Good eyes, bro. I never saw it.
Hey, you think these Gowan dudes would be setting up trip wires around their house?
Maybe. I'm sure they don't want GC wandering around.
Yeah. Something hinky about all this.
Whoa, get down! No way he could have got loose.
I'm telling you, I hear something.
They got guns.
That kid ain't getting not
What kind of gun is that?
He tied him right good.
Well, maybe that other kid came and get him. That's why we left him out here anyways.
I hope this isn't Tom.
You check yonder, I'll check here.
Someone tied up in the truck.
They're waiting for someone to come and try and rescue him.
Yeah, but it sounds like they aren't expecting two people. One of us can distract them while the other one gets to whoever's in that truck.
Okay, who's doing what?
I'll distract them. You get them.
Hold up, Chief. You may have a better throwing arm than me, but I'm still faster.
Are you kidding
me? Let me distract him, okay? That way, if it comes to blows, I don't want any blood on your conscience.
You're thinking about that dude in Jerusalem you punched out?
Yeah, maybe.
Judge.
I may have killed him, Lionel.
You gotta get over that. You did what you had to do.
Just do this for me, okay?
Fine. Next time, I run diversion.
Fine. Where should we meet up?
That road we crossed half mile back.
Yeah, by the stop sign. Okay, stay sharp, brother.
You too. All right, Jetto. See what you got in mind. A rock? Dude, you ain't never gonna hit that hayseed.
Ah! Something hit me!
Nice throw.
What? Oh, something hit me in the head!
Get moving,
bro. Someone threw a rock at me! Over that way!
Don't let him get you!
Get him!
Here we go. Yo, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm not with those other two guys. Let me get you loose.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I don't understand what you're saying. Let me find something to get your hands free. All right, here we go. Swiss Army knife, hold still.
Mm-hmm.
You want me to pull that off your face?
Mm-hmm.
Fine, fine. That's cool. I'll let you do it.
Shh.
Who are you?
I'm Tom Gowan. Are you Judd?
Lionel Washington. Judd's the one who created the diversion. Let me get your feet.
Thanks.
All right, let's get out of here before they come back.
I gotta find out if they have my brother, too.
Didn't see anyone else.
Nope, let's have a quick peek in the house.
All right, let's go. You all
right? Leg asleep.
Well, give it some coffee. We need to move.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll check around the front. You stay put.
Just check in the window. There isn't a back room or nothing.
Right. All right, let's see what we got in here. Nothing. Good.
Anything?
Nope. Ain't nobody in there.
Then they don't have her.
That's some good news. Let's go find Judd.
Which way?
Over that way. By the road. Can you run?
Yeah, I should be okay.
Alright, let's go.
Hold it!
What?
Either you take one more step and your friend is dead!
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I think you do. We got that pal of yours that was heaving rocks at us.
They got Judd.
Is this part of the diversion?
I wish it was.
Get on the ground. Now!
Some rescue you got going on here.
Judd's the brains of the operation.
Well, good. That definitely sets my mind at ease.
For those of you who don't know, I'm Marshall Jameson, and I'd like to welcome you to Avery, Wisconsin. You'll have a chance to chat up your friends in a little bit. Before you do, there's a few housekeeping points we need to serve up. While you're staying in Avery, there will be certain expectations. First, you'll be studying your Bible every day. Second, you'll be helping with the day-to-day chores, which include cooking and cleaning.
We have to eat Vicky's cooking?
Well, we'll have someone supervise her. Third, you'll be expected to help with commodity co-op operations.
Does the co-op use this place very often?
Not really, but we are on their list of secure locations. They'll fly in and out of Hudson on the Upper St. Croix River, and we need to be ready to help them move and store items.
And that's all? Move and store stuff?
For now. The time may come when we'll all need to travel to various places. I can't imagine we're going to stay completely off the GC radar for the next 2 years. We'll have to see what happens. All right, now come and see your friends.
What'd you guys do to him?
Yeah, you'll find out if you don't shut up. Let's get his hands good this time. Don't want nobody getting loose again. Yeah, we got them all. Ain't nobody left to rescue him. Hey, hey, how much you think we get for these here? Oh, 2,000 nicks each. More money my daddy made his whole life.
Hey, anybody ever tell you guys that Jesus is coming back soon?
Oh, shut up!
I tried before you got here. They wouldn't listen.
Seriously, Jesus is coming back soon.
Hey, Wonder how much we could get for him.
Jesus! Now, boy, you don't quit your yapping, but I'm going to dash you with a bottle.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah. My mama told me all about Jesus.
What happened to her?
She died when I was 13.
Yeah.
I seen what God did for her, figured he could keep it.
So what did the GC ever do for you?
Well, they're about to make me rich.
Yeah.
Don't suppose there's anything we could do to change your mind.
Yeah, about one become rich? Ha, I reckon not.
No. Now, you three just lie still. And soon, this'll all be over. Which station are we bringing these guys to?
Watch the road.
Sorry.
Taking them to Columbia. I told you that.
That's got
to
be 3 hours from here.
You got something else you're going to do today to make a couple thousand bill?
What? What's that?
There's somebody shooting at me. Al, you okay? Al, wake up. Hang on, I'll get you out of here. I'm coming.
Surprise.
Who are you?
Luke Gowan's my name. And I'm looking for my brother. That sounds like him there. Good look for you, Tommy. So you found some friends. I told you if you just keep your mouth shut, people would like you more.
Ow! Cut it out! Get these guys out, they're the ones we're supposed to meet.
Let me get that tape.
Oh, be careful with that thing.
I'm cutting you free and you're telling me to be careful?
Just hurry up, will you?
Here we go. Help me set Jed in his chair.
You feeling any better there, partner?
I still feel pretty woozy.
What'd they do to you? Shot him with one of these.
Where'd you get that?
Borrowed it from our friends back there. Looks like a ray gun or something. Yeah, huh? It's some kind of superconductor thingy-majiggy.
Is that the technical term?
I don't know what it does when you shoot something with it.
I do.
Listen, you guys got a phone we could use? What's the matter? Don't like the company? Nothing like that. We've been out of the States for a couple years. We got some friends might like to know we're okay. And back. Sort of.
Hang on a sec.
What's that?
Scrambler. Watch. Take an ordinary sat phone, plug it into here.
And you go secure. That's pretty nice.
Just remember to dial from the scrambler, not the handset.
Luke, give me a hand with the supplies.
Yep. All right, Doug. Who's making this call?
Be my guest.
I'm just kidding. Just let me say hey before you hang up.
You guys act like we're married.
It's nice to see Phoenix actually get to act like a dog.
He really likes it here, I can tell.
Well, what about you, Charlie?
Oh, I like it a lot. Marshall's really nice. And Janie's been nicer, too. Cheryl's acting weird, but she's gonna have a baby soon, I guess.
Oh, how do you like Tom and Josie Fogarty?
They're really nice.
Yeah.
They're gonna raise Cheryl's baby when it's born.
So everybody's nice, huh?
Yeah, and Marshall showed us some verses last week. I wrote them down for you.
You wrote them for me?
I wrote them down for your wedding.
My wedding? Wait, what makes you think I'm gonna get married?
Well, everybody knows you're gonna get married. You and Jod.
Well, Charlie, he hasn't even asked me. What is that Song of Solomon? For love is as strong as death. Love flashes like fire, the brightest kind of flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can rivers drown it. That's nice, Charlie.
I thought of you and Judd when I read it.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah?
Darian says you may want to hightail it down to the office.
Why?
You got a phone call.
Oh?
See? I told you.
Seriously, this isn't someone doing a really good Judd imitation.
Wow, when did you become such a cynic?
It's not like I haven't been disappointed before.
Well, trust me, you'll be disappointed again. But it's me, and I am in the States.
Hang on.
Are you standing in front of a firing squad and calling me was your last request?
Yeah, you caught me. It was this or a cigarette, and since I don't smoke...
Oh my, aren't we the last of the romantics?
Count on it.
Seriously, you're back in the States?
Yeah, South Carolina.
That's awesome.
Yeah, now we just need to figure out how we're gonna get up there.
Mm-mm, you sound tired.
It's probably just the after effects of getting shot.
What? You got shot?
It was some wacky GC taser thing. It just stuns you or something. I'm fine.
Don't scare me like that, okay?
What's the matter?
I...
What?
I got a message before we left Dial's house.
From who?
An angel? Pretty sure.
I'd believe it.
Well, he said that I'd see my loved ones again, but one of them would not return whole.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Actually, I've been trying not to think about it.
Lionel says you guys want to talk to me?
Yeah, we've been monitoring the GC channels of communication.
I'd say. Looks like you guys could run a small government from this room.
You ever hear of GC Commander Fulsteary?
Yeah, just what Vicky told me. Some bigwig up north.
Actually, he's taken over the entire eastern states. Everything east of the Mississippi.
Okay, so?
Those two guys who grabbed us.
Yeah?
They were bounty hunters.
Bounty hunters? I didn't know they still existed.
Oh, yeah. And they're not usually the most savory of people.
This Fulsteary guy has unleashed bounty hunters on anyone who doesn't have Carpathia's mark.
You're saying it's open season on Christians?
It's open season on anyone without Carpathia's mark.
All right, so where are we going with all this?
Unfortunately, nobody's going anywhere for a while.
What do you mean?
After what just happened to us, we gotta let things cool off.
Come on.
If you left now, you wouldn't make it 10 miles before those two morons tracked you down.
You expect us to just sit here until Jesus comes back?
I don't expect it to be that long.
Just a few months, while this stuff plays
out. A few months? I don't think so.
Calm down, will you? It's for your own good.
And don't forget that you'd be in a GC prison if it weren't for us.
No, your brother would be in a GC prison. We got caught trying to rescue him.
Just listen for a second.
Listen to what? You're telling me I'm stuck here until you feel like letting me go? I got people counting
on... Please shut up and listen to him.
Fine. Talk.
We've been doing pretty good down here because we play it safe. Yeah, it doesn't always work out the way we think it will, but so far God has blessed us. We aren't starving, and the GC aren't knocking down our door. We know you want to get to Wisconsin. I'm asking you man to man. Can you just wait a little longer till things cool down?
Fine. We'll wait.
It's all we're asking.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I gotta go lay out the new plan to Lionel. I'm sure you'll hear the joyous laughter all the way down the hall.
What do you make of these miracle workers they're talking about on the news?
They're either demons or humans indwelt by demons. I don't see God involved in any of that.
Sounds like they're just ripping off what Jesus already did.
That's all Satan can do.
What's all who can do?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Tom. How are Josie and Cheryl doing?
Both doing fine. That midwife you hooked us up with.
Wanda?
Yeah, she says Cheryl's right where she should be with the baby. Everybody's healthy. Yeah,
except for me. My neck's getting sore. You mind splitting a few timbers, Tom?
Not at all.
It's all yours.
Set me up, Vicky.
I'm gonna go check on dinner. And some Ben Gay.
All right.
So how you holding up, Vicky?
Me?
Yeah. We haven't really had a chance to sit down and chew the fat since you guys got here. Not one-on-one, anyway.
Well, you've been kind of busy. I've been kind of busy.
But we gotta make time for friends, right?
I suppose. I haven't really even heard how you became a Christian.
Well, between you guys and my wife praying for me, I never stood a chance.
I guess we ganged up on you pretty good, huh?
After a while, I figured I didn't have one good reason to not believe. And plenty of reasons why I should.
That's awesome.
Eventually, I realized that I couldn't keep being a cop in Carpathia's government, believing like I did.
How'd you end up here in Avery?
Josie knew a gal from her underground Bible study who told me about Marshall. When it came time for me to split off from the force, there was only one choice for us, so here we are.
The world sure has changed since we first met, hasn't it?
You ain't kidding. You hear anything from Judd?
He's still stuck in South Carolina. He tries to call once a week.
Bet you can't wait to see him.
Why does everybody keep saying that?
Vicky, let me tell you something. When I first met you two, what, 6 years ago?
Yeah, about that.
I knew you two were perfect for each other.
What are you talking about? We argued all the time.
Yeah, maybe. But the bottom line is you still respected each other.
I guess. We haven't even seen each other for over 2 years. Everybody else is getting married. We've never even discussed it.
If you're honest with yourself, I think you know what I mean.
I know, I do. Yeah, I started writing a journal when I got here. It's kind of weird, but after a week or so, I started writing all my entries to Judd.
You mean like letters?
Yeah, pretty much. Just telling him what I did and how I feel and what I learned. That kind of stuff.
Let me ask you something.
Sure.
Would you show Lionel that journal?
No way! It's too personal.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You feel different about Judd than you do all the others. Different from Lionel, from Mark, Conrad.
I suppose.
That's how I know you two were made for each other.
Yeah. If he ever gets back here.
Come on. If I know Judd, he's figuring out how he's gonna get back up here as we speak.
Ah, where'd they find us?
Who cares? Let's get out of here.
Get to the Jeep!
I got your van. Get going! I'm right behind
you. Use the claymores.
Claymores?
We don't want any of these guys getting our equipment.
Come on, Lionel, let's go!
Follow me!
We got company!
You guys all right?
Clear!
Let's go!
I don't see Luke!
He'll be here!
And Tom, look out!
Good eyes, bro.
Nice shoot.
Keep moving. This whole forest is going to be airborne in a second.
I thought I heard you mention claymores.
As soon as Lucas clears, he's going to... God!
This is no time to nap, boys. We got to move.
Hey, you guys sure know how to make an exit.
Any sign of a tail?
Nope. And there's no one following us either.
So where to now?
We got some friends down by Charleston that can put us up. They've been doing well against the GC for a while.
Further south?
You got a better idea?
Yeah, pull over.
What?
Pull over.
What's going on?
I think this is where Lyle and I take off.
What?
I was hoping you'd say that, bro.
I don't want to go any further south, all right? We'll take it from here on foot.
You're nuts. Yesterday's news, my friend.
We've been emailing other believers. There are lots of places where we can hook up with other co-op safe houses.
You're serious? You want to do this?
That's just plain stupid.
Yeah, well, that's what we're doing, all right? You don't have to agree with us.
But any prayer you want to toss up for us, we'd appreciate it.
I think you guys would be more appreciative.
Don't even go there, Tom, all right? We do appreciate what you've done. Now it's time for us to move on.
Well, if that's what you want, fine. Go. Thanks.
Lionel's right, though. You can keep praying for us.
Yeah, we can do that.
Thanks.
See you guys later.
Hopefully not sooner.
See you.
Later.
So, ready to go for a little walk?
Sure. I got nothing else to do right now.
Good enough. So, which way you think is north?
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye and adapted by Darby Kern. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for information on the dramatic audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This Left Behind dramatic audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.